part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Welcome to our family feature right here on the Mid-Morning Empowerment. And every week we try to focus on the girl child as we parent with purpose. Now, school, especially when you look at them in school, right, it's not just about books, about exams. It's also about discovering who you are, your purpose, and what excites you, what you're all for, and where you stand, your values, right? Whether it's sports, drama, music, debate, or coding, extracurricular, whatever it is, these are supposed to help shape your confidence, your teamwork, your future aspirations. But with so many options, how can the girl child find what truly makes them happy? I mean, I remember one once said that if you want to derail a man with a vision, the best thing you can do to affect that change is to give him many visions. Yeah, that's the end of that story. But hey, let's have a conversation about that. And joining us in discussion is a life coach, Ruth Chagwinya, who joins us now on the line. Ruth, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
No, doing okay. Thank you. And trusting you find you well?
I'm fine. Thank you. Just this horrible weather.
It's rain, Ruth Kuzega. You can never be horrible.
Hey, hi, man. It's holding us back.
It's a bit much now, right?
Yes,
no,
yes.
I get exactly what you mean. And I was just yesterday got it to watch a video of what's happening around, especially South Africa. And you can see that it's not just here in Gauteng, but all across the country. In fact, in some areas, floods in actuality is what happened. So I think, yeah, I think we can turn off that faucet now in heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
it's enough now.
Yeah, you
but
know,
we
can,
it.
You know, the weather is interesting. One moment we're crying about the heat. Eish. Next, we're crying about the rain. What do we want?
I think we need that sweet spot, that Goldilocks zone, that balance where everything, just some rain, then some sunshine, some touch of coldishness. You know, that's where we want to exist. But unfortunately, that's only going to be in heaven, not today. But thank you so much for joining us, Ruth, and appreciate your counsel as you're always willing to talk to us and to the girl child to encourage them upon their way. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let's jump into our conversation for today, trying to find purpose, right? The passion for the young child, the girl child especially. Why is it important for them to explore different activities outside of academics? I mean, I think it was yesterday we had a conversation about how yesteryear it was go to school, get good grades, and you're guaranteed for a good life. Why is it necessary now to look beyond just the academics?
Okay. It's important to look beyond the academics because, in all honesty, I think we have come to realize that life is beyond book knowledge. It's not only about book knowledge, but other skills that you pick up along, you know, the walk of life and many other things. So one of the things that why it's important for young ladies to explore different activities outside of their academics is that this builds their confidence. Trying out new activities and achieving success in something that is not school boosts your confidence, knowing that you are actually good at something else besides just schoolwork, knowing that if you join the cooking club, you are excelling at cooking. And so it's important to look into other things because you are also developing new skills, different skills. You're expanding yourself. You're opening up your world to different opportunities, to different things, which I believe also later on in life will open up doors for you somewhere, somehow. Knowledge is power. Not all knowledge is empty. You know, whatever you are learning will always come to help you somewhere along in life, to boost you somewhere in life. It could be on your CV where you'll say that I was on the debate club, you know, that kind of a thing. It will boost you somehow because you were on the debate club. You could be hired by a company. Because you were a soccer player, you'll be hired by a company for some reason or the other. So it opens up doors. It makes you a more marketable person, someone who is more open-minded, and you appreciate everything in life as a whole. And I believe it also enhances your creativity. It stretches your mind. You know, you are not just limited to books. You are not this linear person, but you're someone who is trying this and trying that. And because of exploring, because of looking at different things in life, you become a creative person, someone who thinks outside the box. At times will even throw away the whole box, because you have allowed yourself to really experience life outside of school, many other things. There's a lot that life has to offer. And I believe that it's important for young girls to look beyond, you know, the academics and embrace life in all its other capacities and grow in many other ways. Yes.
I like that. I like that. And I think that idea of well-roundedness helps one to live a much fuller life. Instead of just like a one-track mind. And I think parents have a role to play, don't they, in encouraging? Because sometimes as you are young, you don't see the value. I mean, you're speaking from a life coach perspective. You've kind of made life and its fullness your emphasis of life. And as a child, a girl child, you sometimes don't see the importance of these things. I think parents have a big role to play, don't they, to encourage them to say, hey, explore, try this, try that, add this to your mix. Yes, you don't have time, but try to squeeze this in as well. Not overwhelming the child, but I think so that they, after tomorrow, they're done and they've got dabbled in all these other things, like you're saying, more marketable. And also to guide, perhaps, to say, hey, that one there, I think, is not so valuable. It might be nice and interesting and a good pastime, but it's not as good. I'd rather spend time in this extracurricular activity. This is where you'll find value even for the future. I don't know. Do parents have a role in kind of guiding that, or it's all really up to the girl child?
Parents have a role. Family has a role. Your society, the people behind you, have a role in building up who you will become. In some ways, yes, you can discover who you are on your own, but through family, through your immediate society, they also build up who you are. They have an input on who you are. So if you are coming from a family that is allowing you to be open-minded, that allows you to explore, if you have someone in your life who says, go for it, who encourages you, who boosts you, you know, it's so important for you, because it increases one's confidence. It, you know, it builds you up. It gives you that thing to show that my parents, my family is behind me and they are supporting me. And that way the child excels. The child, you know, thinks beyond what they are seeing immediately in front of them. If you're encouraging your child to join the French club, if you're encouraging them to go and join the chess club, you know, be an encouraging person, parents. Be a parent who is there for their child, who is there for their competitions, their events, and everything. I want to share a story about a young lady in our church. Her name is Zomazi, and she is now in grade 8. She has just started high school, but she is a female. She is a female soccer player. She is actually a goalkeeper.
All right.
You know, to a point whereby, and I was talking to the mother today and I was saying, how has your role as a parent, what are you doing as, you know, as a parent? She's saying that as parents, we have realized that our daughter has this gift.
Yes.
She has this thing within her. She has taken, you know, so they're encouraging her, they're boosting her right now, they're trying to put her in the right club and so forth and so forth. And so parents, it's important for us, you know, to see our children's passions and encourage them and build them up. It's so important. It's so beautiful. I have another example of an aunt of mine whose son is now a paid artist, like not an artist in music, but someone who is painting and drawing people and everything. You know, he's a first year in university, but they saw this gift in him and they said, you know what? if we support this, what could possibly go wrong?
Yes.
And look now, he's being paid, you know, he's winning awards and everything. So parents, I'm just saying, let us be the positive force behind our children. Let us be parents who are motivating them in their extracurriculars, because you don't know where that extracurricular is going to get them. You don't know what it's going to do for them. That fear that you, you know, that you are removing from them and putting faith and confidence in your child, that's what boosts your child.
Yeah.
That's what builds your child. So don't look down on what your child is doing. Encourage, motivate. You never know. You never know.
But are there no rubbish things, excuse me for the French, but are there no rubbish things in Ruth, that really, you know, even this passion, this is just useless, leave this thing alone. Are there no spaces or room for that? You must just encourage because they like it?
You know, that is a very difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about, I was born in the 80s.
Okay.
And you will find that our parents at that time were not, many parents were not very supportive of the arts. If you involved maybe in
drama
and whatever, you are told that those things are useless, you know.
You don't make
those
money
things
from
are
those
what
things.
You were immediately discouraged from pursuing those things, and so you are someone who was limited to books. But now you look at those who are allowed to pursue those things and how it has benefited them. Maybe I could have been an award winner soccer player right now for Lego Birds, you know. So there's a thin line. There's a thin line there to say this will work, this will not work. Let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes.
And I guess,
you know, sometimes it's just as a parent, a child would look back and say, yes, I did rubbish, but what matters was that my parents supported me.
But I guess there's a balance as well, even in that, right? To say, sometimes kids want to be everything. This week, it's a pilot. Next week, it's a doctor. Next week, it's a miner. Next week, it's a musician. So you need to kind of have some guidance as well to say, okay, you also seeing where actually the heart, instead of just the mind, but the heart and the skill is. I want to talk some challenges and maybe bring in this idea of vicarious living. Some challenges that the girl child will face when pursuing their passion. Talk to us a bit about what those can be. And part of it can actually be the parents. And I want to talk about vicarious living. I mean, sometimes when Ruth wanted to become a pilot, but she ended up being a life coach, she would then say, my daughter, you will become a pilot. And she starts almost enforcing pilotism on this poor child. Talk to us about some of the challenges they have, the girls, and maybe speak a bit about that as well.
First of all, there are a lot of stereotypes and biases that girls face, where they are told, because you're a girl, you can't do this. Because you're a girl, you should do this.
Yes.
We are discouraged from pursuing certain things, certain passions, especially male-dominated fields,
True.
That is part of what a girl faces on a day-to-day basis, because you're a girl, because you're this. And then we have a situation where parents already have a plan for you to say, you are going to become a doctor, you are going to become a pilot, you are going to become that. And it's not, they're not considering your own dreams and who you are as a person. They already have a plan for you. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. But it's not always that it will work. Okay. I've seen instances where individuals were pushed to go into a certain career. You know, I know somebody who really wanted to be a chef in her life. She was an amazing cook. But her parents forced her into medicine. And she hated it. And she failed and whatnot. If it's not for you, it's not for you. So parents, remember, there's also a thin line. Let us look into what our children want, and let's not live our lives through our children, what we would have wanted for ourselves. Let's not push that onto our children. Let's allow them to be who they are, to live in their God-given purpose.
Although, Ruth, to be fair, some success stories have come out of that. You talk Tiger Woods. You talk the twins, or rather not the twins, the sisters, Venus and Serena, yes, the Williams, yes. Where the passion was really the father's passion. And today we talk to them as champions who have gone multiple years undefeated. So how do you balance, though, to say... I don't know, if you ask them, are they going to say, I hate this tennis thing, it was my father's dream? Or are they going to say, you know what, I live, breathe, and eat tennis? I don't know. I think there needs to be kind of a sweet spot, like we were talking about earlier on. Not too much rain, not too little sunshine, you know, just a good measure. Yes.
I think it's also how you are going to present it to your child.
Okay.
Yes, I think it's also about presentation. Parents' presentation matters. We have this thing where you say, I'm just going to tell her as it is. take it or leave it. It is what it is. But you know, sometimes presentation matters. How you are going to bring that to your child matters.
Yeah.
You know, package it well. Make it attractive. Yeah. Let your child buy into what you are saying. Right. It's the same way that you are also handled as an adult. You don't want someone just
shove something down your throat.
Shoving things at you, you know. You are not given an option, not given a choice, you know. But think of what that is also doing to your child. Think of what it did to you.
Certainly.
You know. So let us pray for a spirit of discernment as we handle our children. How best would they want to hear this from us? How can we package it such that they don't feel manipulated, they don't feel forced and everything? Let us be prayerful parents. Let us pray for our children, you know. Let us pray circles around our children. That wall of Jericho, march around it 7 times. Pray for your children. That God shows them your vision. Sometimes you don't even have to speak to your child. You will hear your child speaking your thoughts because you allowed the spirit to work.
I love that. And even, I mean, when you're talking about the extracurricular stuff we were talking about earlier on, to say this idea you're bringing across of selling the idea, you know, they're grown-ups. We might not be talking gentle parenting and whatnot. That's not the conversation we're having. But I think it's always good to speak to them as adults. I mean, or even as human beings. They might not be adults, but they are still people and they've got minds that think. And if you train them at that age to say, hey, okay, so here's what we have and the reason you need to go into it is because. Maybe talk to us even about how sometimes one of the reasons that they might need to go into debate and the drama class and the chess and whatever other extracurricular activity that is available for them. By the way, maybe as I go to that point, at the school I went to, they were the more popular extracurricular activities that everyone knows, you know, the standard stuff that comes out even on the list. But there are others that are almost for the elite. I only got, you'd hear sometimes on announcement, also the polo team went and won against. And you're like, we've got polo in this school? You know, the golf club went and you're like, excuse me, did you just say golf? You know, so I'm thinking, you know, as a parent, you need to go into some of those spaces where you go deeper than the kid can see and know that this is available. And talk to us about how that actually builds them, their character, their confidence, their personal growth. And we hinted a bit on this earlier on as you started off, but go deeper, please, for the listener.
Okay, I think as parents, it's important for us to show our children the world, how big it is.
Yeah.
Bring them the opportunities, find the opportunities for them, and show them that this is what is there. Let us go for this. Let us go for the different. Let's go for the unusual. Let's go where no one else is going. And let's see what this is going to do for us. So I think it's very important, you know, for as parents to be forerunners for our children. Let us be running for them, finding out what's there. You know, there's a polo team in your school. This is what I found out. This is what we can do. There's swimming aerobics. There's swimming ballet. You know, that kind of thing. Things that are, it's up to us, you know, to realize this for our children. And even as our children might find this out on their own, you know, it's important for us to then come and support and say, I am seeing what you're doing, my child. You are thinking out of the box. You are thinking big. You are thinking different. So let us, from the beginning, mold a mindset that says, look beyond the obvious. Look for the different. Dare to be different. Dare to be yourself. Dare to go where no one else is going. It's a mindset that is already created in our children. And also, another thing we can already do as parents is to show your child that you are on their side always. And all that you are doing is for the benefit of your child. Make yourself your child's person. Your child should be able to come to you, should be able to say, my mom, my dad is my person. And I know that whatever they bring to me is always best for me. Place yourself as that type of parent.
Amen. So you got to be present more than just when you want them to do what you want. I like that. Thank you so much, Sister Chagwinya, for being with us in this conversation. I want us to wrap it up. Talk to somebody out there, and hopefully a girl child who might be saying, I want to try, but I'm afraid. What if it doesn't work out, and then maybe I've spent money, I spent time, and people look at me as a failure? How would you encourage such a one to say, hey, follow your passion?
I want to tell you something. Do you know that I'm speaking to you today because of a failure, number one, and because of an extracurricular activity?
Okay.
Yes. Wow. When I was in high school, I joined the public speaking club. Right. And we were supposed to go to another school for a competition. We all had our speeches prepared. I think it was about maybe 20 of us from my school. We were very few people who got interested in that. And I joined it and I memorized my piece. I was good to go.
All right.
We get to the school and everyone did their thing. And I also presented, but in the middle of my presentation, I forgot what I was presenting. I blanked out.
That's the worst. Yeah.
And it knocked me, but you know, you have to suck it up.
True.
When people were being given certificates, you could tell that everyone's name was called except mine. And after a while, my name got called because it was, I got that certificate out of pity to say she can't go without anything.
With anything.
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, to say she can't go without anything.
Yes, you know, like, and you, it was so vivid, it was so obvious. That opportunity could have made me or could have broken me. I could have abandoned public speaking forever. The embarrassment, the humiliation I faced that day, I could see the eyes on me, but I sucked it up. And do you know what? As I'm speaking to you today, can you tell that I'm someone who ever forgot a speech?
Never. You're like the epitome of what public speaking is about.
So what I want to tell young ladies today is that through life, failures will come. You will go up, you will go down. But focus on your goal. Focus on who you want to be. Focus on where you are going. You are going to fail sometimes. Sometimes your team is going to lose. Sometimes you as an individual are going to lose as a person. You're going to fail.
Certainly.
You might not be doing well at that extracurricular, whatever it is, knitting. Today you may not be knitting very well, but one day you can be that somebody who is owning a company that sells jerseys, you know, to the big people of the world. So what I'm saying is, don't let your failure limit you. Don't let your fear limit you. Be who God made you to be. Don't let fear decide your future. Don't let fear win. Fight to win. Know that, you know, some people will catch the concept in one go, but there are some of us who will take more time, but it's okay. You know, sometimes it takes time to learn and excel, but keep on trying anyway. And in your own time, you will make it. We all learn at different paces. Embrace your pace.
Certainly.
Focus on yourself, what you will achieve instead of the failure.
look at the prize and not the challenge. I like that. I like that. Well,
exactly.
Sister Chagwenya, appreciating your time. Thank you so much. And may God bless you for what you continue doing for us. I'm going to ask that you pray for us and for the girl child as we end off our program today.
Thank you so much for having me. Shall we pray? Mm-hmm. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. God, we want to thank you for allowing us to have this conversation. Lord, you know that there are so many young ladies who are being held back by their fears, who are being held back by the statement that says, what are people going to say? Lord, help them to look beyond and know that life will be filled off with failures. Sometimes there'll be difficulties, but through you who gives them strength, God, you can allow them to get the prize. You can allow them to be anything they want to be, anything they dream to be. Lord, I ask and I pray that all the young ladies listening in today, Lord, may be brave enough to live within their God-given purpose, may be able to be confident and stand up for who they truly are. This is my prayer in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you so much, Sister Ruth. May God bless you, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. God bless you too, and goodbye.
Bye. That is a Ruth Chagwenya, life coach, speaking to us about girl children. It was Denzel Washington, I think, who is quoted as saying, "Ease is a worse enemy to success than failure." So be careful. It's not failure you must fear. It's when everything comes easy. That's a bigger challenge. Failing, it can just be a step in the learning process.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Yeah.